It's Get Well Wednesday. And our doctor is Dr. Stephen Grinspoon. Did I say it right, doctor?
Yes, you did.
Hi, Dr. Stephen Grinspoon, professor of medicine, Harvard Medical School. Advances in treatment have meant more than 50% of people living with HIV today are over the age of 50. And by 2020, this number will soar to 70%, creating a new health crisis. Today is National HIV Testing Day. Doctor, are African Americans getting tested like we should?
Well, I think that more testing is needed for everyone in the United States, including African Americans. It's particularly important for African Americans because, as you say, they are disproportionately affected. 42% of people living with HIV are African American, mm-hmm. and 44% of the people newly infected with HIV are African American. So that's severely disproportionately affected that group of patients. So we recommend testing for anyone at risk for HIV, and particularly that would be true for the black people in the black community at risk for HIV. And you're right, HIV is becoming very, very prevalent among older people, and these people, particularly African Americans, are having more comorbidities associated with HIV, including heart disease, kidney disease, hypertension, et cetera. So it's particularly important that they get tested, and once they do get tested, they get treated for those common comorbidities.
What does diabetes and obesity have to do with HIV?
Well, it's a good question, Tom. Thanks for asking. We found from the beginning of the epidemic that patients with HIV were disproportionately affected by those two comorbidities, probably initially because of the medicines that they were taking, which could contribute to those changes, particularly increased fat in the abdomen, so what we call lipodystrophy, and also diabetes in those patients. So initially it was probably due to some of the toxicities of some of the meds. That's not to say that those meds don't save lives. They do. They're critical to take as necessary. And it's important to note that over time, those medicines have become much less toxic and are much better. But still, there's a residual of those increased comorbidities, probably due to inflammation, due to the virus itself, due to HIV. It's interesting. So due to that combination of things, HIV patients do have more diabetes and body composition changes and heart disease, most importantly.
Are they showing that people are taking greater care or less in terms of preventing the spread of HIV and AIDS because of the fact that people can live with this?
I think that's a great question. I think that people may have dropped their guard a little bit because, you know, you can live with it. But it's important to point out that, yes, people can live with HIV, but it's still the mortality is still lower than or higher, I should say, than the rest of the population, and it's still a very terrible disease. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't let our guard down too much. It's also important to recognize that for people living with HIV, cardiovascular disease, particularly for African Americans, can be a silent killer. People who are young with HIV disease, relatively young, think they're fine in terms mm-hmm. of cardiovascular disease. They're not. They have a higher prevalence, 50 to 100% more likely to have cardiovascular disease. And it's important to note that the federal government has just funded the largest study in the country and probably the world at this current time to prevent cardiovascular disease in HIV-infected patients. And we are running that trial across the country and across the world, having sites in international sites, including in Africa. And it's called the REPRIEVE trial, and patients can find out about it at www.reprievetrial.org. So that's important as well. So patients should keep up their guard to get tested. And if they are unlucky enough to get HIV, there are lots of resources out there to help them. They should see their doctors, get antiretroviral treatment, and do research if possible to prevent the nasty complications.
And are we any closer to getting a cure for HIV?
Well, I don't know if we're going to have a cure in the immediate future, but there are some good things happening. There's PrEP, there's some there's some preventive strategies that are out there that can help prevent this disease. They're being tested now among HIV-infected patients. When I say, you know, we're not that close, I mean in terms of a vaccine probably, but in terms of specific medicines that patients can take who are high risk and high risk behaviors, those medicines are being tested as we speak, and there is significant promise for those medications.
Okay, Doc. You're going to be around for the next hour to answer any questions that we
will.
Have.
I'll be happy to help out. Yes.
646464.
Thank
National
you.
HIV Testing Day. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very
Oprah
much.
Coming up.